Greetings to you. Bishop Vedder here. I hope you are doing well and having a little time each day with the living God, with Jesus, talking to him. I come to you today, something very sobering, huh? Very sobering and sad. It saddens my heart, and I know it saddens so many of your hearts as well. We had the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision, in 1973 that legalized abortion. And since then, there's been over 62 million abortions in our country. 62 million. I can't get my head around that number. And if you're like me, it's hard to even fathom for you as well of what does 62 million people look like. This may help. 62 million is the population, the total population of Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, and Hawaii. That's what 62 million people look like. So we have to keep redouble our efforts as we pray for an end to abortion and for those women who are so affected, those who've had them, for the healing mercy of Jesus. His mercy, there's enough mercy there, so we don't have to worry about that. If you're listening and you had an abortion or you paid for one or drove someone there, come to the church. Reach out to your priest or anyone that you know can help you to find healing and mercy. It doesn't just go away. Don't suffer alone. Let us help you. Let me help you. If you can call and leave an anonymous message for me and a number to call you, and I'd be happy to. Anything I can do. And then we have to do our part, huh? Laws do teach. And so working to change the law so that it takes off that option when there's a woman who feels that stress and that panic that I have to do something. It's during those times that laws have to protect, not take advantage of someone who's so vulnerable. And so that's why we do it, right? We take away those choices when we're not in a good spot so that we don't make the wrong choice. And know of my prayers for everyone who's affected by this. And we know of my commitment to do what I can to proclaim the gift and dignity of human life from conception to natural death. God bless you.